It is The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Diving headfirst, and I'm not planning on getting out of this pool, Lon, into college basketball season.
Let's go.
You don't mess around with that Big Ten Plus, as you just said to Luke Goody on the phone. But were you watching the end of the Michigan State game last night?
I did see that. I did watch college basketball. Now, I listened to Illinois, so Luke knows.
Yeah.
Because he's listening to me right now. And when I told him I didn't watch, he's like, That's all he gave me. I was like, I think Luke disapproves, I believe. My son the other day, Luke Goody, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Nice to be back.
Absolutely. So I have a new truck, and in this truck is a Bluetooth. And so I know how to get into it. I know how to listen to Spotify or whatever. But when my boys get in there, they immediately switch to theirs, right? So one day, they both had their things on it somehow, and then they both get out, and I can't change it back. And I texted him, and I said, no longer are you allowed to use your Bluetooth or whatever in my truck. And you know what my oldest son texted back? He's like, technology versus older people is the best rivalry going right now. And it's true. Luke, thankfully, I was able to watch the highlights, and you were knocking some threes down. How nice does that feel to watch those things go in?
It's great, especially when the team needs it. We didn't shoot the greatest as a team collectively in the first half from three, but, my role on the team is to be able to come in and knock down shots, and, I was able to do that. So shout out to my teammates for getting me the ball and, being able to be in a position to make those shots.
Luke, you were also able to get after it on the glass, six rebounds for yourself. I know that I'm sure Brad, during halftime when it was a one-rebound lead for you guys in terms of the rebounding margin, probably wasn't satisfied with that. But you were able to go out there and corral those rebounds, mix it up on the glass. I know that's something that maybe is an underrated part of your game. We've seen that from you in the past. How important is that in addition to your shooting?
Yeah, it's super important, especially this year, playing the four a little bit with Quincy. He pushes me every day in practice to rebound. He's like a defensive end out there every day in practice. I mean, I'm getting hit by him all the time. So I got to definitely improve in practice in the rebounding area, having to box him out, and it just makes it easier in the game. It's something that was important for us coming into the second half of the game. They out-rebounded us, out-offensive rebounded us like crazy yesterday. They had over 10 second chance points in the first half. And, when you're trying to beat a team that's not, you can't let them do that. So that was a big focus in the second half. And, I just tried my best to go get the ball.
And Brad Underwood, since Stephen F. Austin days, has always had teams that have rebounded the ball very well. And I'm sure that was something that kind of stuck in his crawl, saying, what are we doing? Luke, how quick at halftime do you know what kind of a mood Brad's going to be in?
You kind of just know. You can feel because he comes over to the bench, and when you're not in the game, he'll make subtle remarks to all the guys for sure. So you know what mood he's in, based on the remarks that he's making. If it's like keep going, we're doing right things, and you're like going to the halftime, you're like, all right, let's go, let's just keep doing what we're doing. But if you get coached up and said a few words to it's gonna be a different kind of halftime talk, for sure.
I love it.
Luke, what's the best line he's ever hit you with?
Ooh, man, that's a hard question.
You don't have to answer that. It's live radio.
The ones that I can say on radio might be a little different than the ones that I'd actually say.
I understand. This Luke Goody segment brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contactor, Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance, and Carpenters Local 243. Luke, just overall, how'd you feel about a 28-point win? You guys got off to a slow start, but obviously we're able to cruise there in the second half. Just what was overall takeaways in terms of the performance on night one that counts?
Yeah, you got to keep things in perspective, right? We started the season 1-0, regardless of who it is. There were teams last night that started 0-1, and that's not a good place to be. Michigan State's an example. They played a really good James Madison team, but you don't want to lose your first game at home. It's tough. So starting the season 1-0 is huge. Playing Eastern Illinois is a lot improved from last year. It was a good first game, and, we're going to use it to build because now we have Oakland coming in to play us on Friday, and they just gave Ohio State a good game.
Yes,
at Ohio State. They got some players. So we really got to focus and lock in for this game coming up. And, you know, we're excited to do that. But, you know, in terms of the first game, it's great. Start the game 1-0, or start the season 1-0. We're going to go back, watch film, take a lot of things from it and learn from it and, you know, come out Friday and play better.
You were big off the bench last night. Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, Imani Hansberry, two freshmen who obviously made their impact felt. What did you see from both of those guys? And especially, it's, you know, Dre with his confidence. I mean, he got in a mode last night where he was feeling pretty good. I think obviously he had a reason to.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've talked to either you guys or, you know, other media members since the Spain trip, they've always asked about the freshmen. You know, it's a good sign when I get a lot of questions about the freshmen. So, you know, they speak for themselves. You know, Imani's done what he's done since he's been here. He rebounds and does exactly what the coach tells him to do. And Draven's as gifted of a scorer as I've played with, you know, since I've been here. So, guys that can put the ball in the hole and do what coach asks, rebound and play good defense, you know, they're always going to have a big impact on the game. And I think they did great this game, and we're going to expect them and need them to do exactly that for the rest of the season.
Luke Goody joining us on the Tapman's Towing phone line. How much learning is still going on with regards to two things? Number one, a lot of new players. How much is still going on with that? And number two, just in general, is there ever a point during a season where you feel like the learning is done, now you just got to do it? Or is that, should you have been to that point by now?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think from the way that you phrased it, you know, the beginning, the preseason, there's a lot of learning that needs to be done to be able to execute in the game and to be able to do that to where we can feel comfortable in our game plan. But in terms of learning, I mean, we're learning stuff every day. Right. You know, we put in scout-based stuff every game. I mean, we were doing stuff this game offensively and defensively that we might not do next game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yep. Oakland, you know, plays a way different defense than Eastern Illinois will. So now we're going to have to go into practice and learn how to score against that defense. And, you know, in terms of our fundamentals, I think the guys have learned that. I think we're in a great place with that. But in terms of learning scout and game plan and personnel, team personnel, it's changing every day. So there's a lot of learning to be done week in and week out.
Is there a consistency to Brad's practices regardless of how you play? Or is it where last night, even though you win by 28, maybe it wasn't the prettiest thing in the world, and Brad uses that as an ability to then kind of tough love you to learn some more stuff? Or is there a consistency each time of we're forgetting what happened last night and we're moving on?
Yeah, you know, it's week to week. You know, it's one of those things that we won yesterday and won by a pretty good margin, but there's a lot of things we need to work on, and we're going to get back into it today. We had an off day just based on the NCAA rules or whatever, but tomorrow we're going to get back to it. It's going to be a tough practice. You know, it's going to be good, though, because we're going to learn a lot from it, you know, get back to it and prepare ourselves. So, you know, we take it day by day, game by game.
Sure.
You know, the coaching staff has a pretty good feel of, you know, when we need to push in practice and when we need, you know, kind of a mental day. And, you know, I think this week we're going to get to it. And, you know, still early in the season, guys are still pretty fresh. So we got to take advantage of the time that we have now before it gets into the late season where practice time is, you know, decreased a bunch. And it's mostly all mental days and just getting ready to play. So,
Luke, overall, how does it feel just now to know they all count? You're in the thick of it now. Yeah, and you got 5 straight months of basketball and a chance to – obviously write the story what the season's going to be.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, you're guaranteed 30 games, and our goal this year is 40 games. So, you know, to have one of those down, to have it actually count, you know, Kansas was a good win at home, and then our exhibition was a good win as well just to get going, but they didn't count. So now to have that 1-0 record, be able to move it to next week and, you know, reach that goal of 40 games, it's pretty special. It's fun to, you know, actually be in the season and just competing for actual wins now.
What'd you think of Terrence Shannon Jr.'s Brad Underwood shirt last night? Brad joked that that's a NIL deal that he has in the works. So are you going to get yourself one of those, support the cause?
Yeah, I might have to. I might have to. I didn't even know that he was wearing that, to be honest. We warm up at different times, so they posted that. Me and Coleman looked at each other and just laughed. It's a Terrence thing. Terrence likes making shirts. Terrence made shirts for Coach Fletch for his birthday. He made that really? Shirt, so... For some reason, he must have a guy that just makes shirts, and I guess he made that one.
If we're making a Luke Goody shirt, what's that going to look like?
Well, I got a couple shirts out.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
Hans D bought me the. Hans D, our buddy, bought me the Luke Goody jersey I've got now. I can't fit in it, but
there
I've.
There you go.
Luke, how does your parents do? Do your parents criticize? Not criticize. Do they critique each game?
They do in the right ways. My dad always critiques my character and my body language. He's ever since I've been, you know, growing up playing sports. He's always on me about how I react to coaching and how I react to different situations. So it's not so much basketball because, you know, he grew up as a football player and was a football player. So he doesn't know the basketball skill as much. But his is all, it's all character based. You know, after the game, he'll let me know how I react to different things, you know, make sure my body language is right. And, you know, my mom's just so supportive. They're going to be at every game this year. So,
awesome.
You know, I'm blessed to have parents that are, super supportive, siblings as well. They'll be at most games that they can come to, and, a great support system. So, it's not much criticizing unless, you know, I have bad body language, then my dad will, he'll let me hear it for sure.
Luke, I apologize for not being in the know. I just looked up your shirt. The shooter shoot one, that is a sick one. I really love that.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Illinois.nil.store. Look up Luke Goody. Definitely want to – I might need one of those for my son to run around the house in.
Yeah,
hopefully he'll be –
free parking. Appreciate it.
There you go. I got to ask you, Luke. You last year with your injury, you went through a decision whether or not to redshirt or not. A little bit different circumstance, but Sincere's decision to redshirt. Did that catch you guys by surprise? And just kind of how do you react to that in the locker room when a guy makes that decision?
Yeah, it did kind of catch us by surprise. You know, it was kind of the day before is when he really made the decision. You know, he came into the locker room for shoot around the next day and said, "Hey guys, listen, I'm going to redshirt. I think it's just the best decision for me." And, you know, that's what we respect. We respect his decision. You know, it's his career. It's what he wants to do. And at the end of the day, you know, if it's best for him, it's best for him. So now he can focus on bettering himself as a player, you know, making the team better in practice every day. Does a great job in that. Brings energy, gets us ready to go and be back for next year.
Derek Piper asked myself what the impact would be of him not on this team this year. And you saw how last year he could flip a game. And, you know, you've got some games coming up, and I'm not overlooking. Well, I can. I can look past Oakland, even though I know that's a good team with a great coach, in my opinion. But you've got Marquette coming up that's got a great point guard. You're going to face a lot of teams down the road. How do you feel like him redshirting could impact this team?
Yeah, you know, Sincere is known for his defense and his intensity and energy that he brings. And, you know, other guys are just going to have to pick that up. That's really what it comes down to. And, you know, it's one of those things like he has to do what's best for him, but we got to move on from that. And we got to know that the guys got to be ready that are playing and are available to, you know, fulfill the role that he kind of had last year. And that's, you know, a lockdown defender that brings a lot of energy. So I think we got guys that can do that. I think almost everybody on our team can guard, honestly. We have a great defensive team this year. I mean, we held them last night to 50 points, I think. So when you do that against a Division I basketball team, it's a pretty good night. So, you know, when we play these higher-level teams and higher-level players, I think our defense will really show, you know, how special we can be as a defensive unit.
A few more minutes here with Luke Goody on the Tapman's Towing phone line. You see Johnny Newton on the sideline last night repping the Terrence Shannon jersey. How cool was that to see?
Yeah, I did. There's a video of me hitting a three yesterday, and he, like, stood up and, you know, cheered right there. And, you know, I'm kind of in that Madden circle with them. I don't know if you guys feel so.
No,
Terrence,
yes.
And Johnny always playing each other. Yeah, so Johnny texted me a week ago and was talking trash. So I think it's time to play him in Madden. It was cool to see him there, though. I had a couple other guys that were there, too, that I'm good friends with. Luke Allmyer was at the game, Griffin Moore, and then Caleb Griffin. So those are our good buddies, and it was nice to have them there.
That's cool.
Where do you stand in the Madden pecking order, and how real is that competition? We've seen it play out on Twitter a little bit. Is that not just for show? Like, that's some real trash talk?
Oh, no, that's real. No, some stuff that you see out there is fake and for show. No, that's real. I'm at the top, too. So
whatever,
you talk to those guys next, if you want to talk to those guys next, you can talk to them. But I'm up there. I'm up there for sure. And it's real. I mean, I live in the room next to Terrence at our apartment building. And I'll just hear yelling, like, at random times of the day. And I'll go over there, and it'll be Terrence and Johnny playing Madden. I'm like, okay, this is crazy.
Winner gets Luke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You got to earn the right to play me.
Oh, I love this.
Who's the go-to squad for yourself? Who are you picking?
We do random teams.
Okay.
We do random. Yeah, yeah. If I were to pick, though, I like the Chargers to play with the Chargers. They're a good team to play with in Madden.
If the Bears show up, do you all of a sudden pretend like you have a call or appointment to go to? Or
I do not pick them.
I do not pick them, he says. If I walked on the quad right now, is John Paddock just standing in the middle there with his, like, hands crossed, just sunglasses on, looking at everybody going, yep, I am the big man on campus right now.
Yeah.
Can you believe what he was able to do coming in like that cold and able to leave that football team to that victory? That's incredible.
It's impressive. It is really impressive. I watched that whole game, and, you know, before the game, Luke had a great game, first of all. I mean,
yes.
Three touchdowns.
Yep.
He had a hell of a game. And then, you know, for John to come in, that's just how college sports are, man. You got to be ready for your opportunity. So he got that opportunity, and he shined, and that's what you prepare for all off season and during the season. So credit to him, and I'm excited for the football team.
Yeah, no doubt. And you were a quarterback, so you understand – you know, the idea of not only coming into a game, but you're – and I agree, Luke was incredible. He's been incredible all year. Jay Layman said yesterday, best quarterback in the West, and I would agree with that. But it is amazing to think what John had to come in on at 4th and 11, right? And it's like, hey, by the way, if you don't mind, get us this first down and then get us a touchdown to win the game. And to be able to do that as a former quarterback, how hard is that?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, especially you're not in the flow of the game.
Right.
I mean, that goes for any sport, too, not just football. But, you know, in the situation that he was in, for him to come in and, you know, deliver the balls like that, it's a testament to the coaching staff, too, and the game plan. And,
amen.
You know, there's a lot that go into it. But, you know, for him to make those passes is pretty impressive. But Isaiah Williams is going to make a lot of money in the NFL. I will say that. Mm. So he's a special talent.
Last one for you, Luke. We mentioned the Madden trash talk. The listeners on this show appreciated the little back and forth between you and Luke Altmaier on the hunting front. You know, he delivered the first shot. So if you got any material, we're not trying to make this like WWE.
We are.
Okay, no, let's do that.
Yeah.
You got anything for us to maybe throw his way when we talk to him next Monday?
That's a good question. We haven't spent much time together recently because of our schedules.
Also, neglect is what you want us to hit him with.
He could challenge me at a shooting competition. He has requested to go to Ubbin.
Okay.
No.
Shoot some hoops. Oh, yeah. Boy. And I said, that's what I do. Like, there's some things maybe I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but not that.
See, this could be fun if like in the old days they had these competitions. Like, you could really honestly set up a competition between the Lukes where you've got a shooting competition, which obviously Goody's going to be the favorite there. Then you could do like a quarterback competition, which you would think Altmaier would be the favorite there, but
Goody was pretty good.
He's pretty good. And then we could like have you play badminton or something, you know, or croquet or whatever, you know, just something and just watch the competitiveness come out. I think it'd be awesome.
I'm down. Off season, I'm whatever. Play some ping pong, anything.
Let's go. Some fishing. Best catch.
Oh, you know, Luke.
Oh, that's me for sure.
I knew exactly where that was going. Love it.
This was fun, Luke, as it always is. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Best of luck on Friday against Oakland, and then obviously a big one after that against Marquette. I imagine we'll catch up with you.
Let's go.
After that game. So we'll look forward to our chat next week, and excited to have College Hoops back and talking to you, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Luke Goody. That segment brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it. And I need the tools to say that correctly.
Yes, yeah.
Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. And by Carpenters Local 243.
First of all, can I say thank you to all those sponsors?
Absolutely.
Because our duty is to read that two or three times during a segment when we interview Luke Altmaier, Luke Goody, these kind of guys. I just hope those sponsors appreciate, or I'm sorry, I hope they understand how much we appreciate them making this possible, because it's fun for the three of us to sit here and chat all day. It's awesome to get the perspective of the Illini quarterback and the Illini sharpshooter during the season.
100%. Yep.
And to be able to do that. So thank you to those sponsors. And I always encourage everyone, whatever sponsor you hear at the next commercial break, do us a favor and go and utilize their business, because they are making it possible for us to be here. We don't say it enough. They make this thing go.
They do.
And we appreciate it. And of course, I appreciate all of those that make Luke Goody. Luke Goody is a hell of an interview. Luke Goody's got a career in this.
He's fun, man.
I'm not dogging Luke Altmaier. Luke is like the nice. Luke Altmaier's, first of all, they're both super nice.
Yes.
But you hear that with Goody, right? I mean, he's got an edge. I don't think Altmaier's got that edge. He's just super nice. He's got that southern, like Andrew was saying down in Oxford this weekend. He's like, is everybody nice down here? I'm like, yeah, it's southern hospitality. That's everybody here is nice. Everybody you would run into down there is just, how y'all doing? You know, how things going? You need anything? You need a beer? We got some barbecue. I mean, you're just like, I don't even know you. So I think Altmaier, he needs to get a little bit of an edge. I would assume hanging around Goody would give you. You told me one time when Goody was a freshman that he's the best trash talker on that team.
That's what some of the people around the program said.
And
yeah.
I did not believe you. But now that we talk to him on a daily basis, I don't think there's anybody that's close to him. I don't think there's anybody that can even come close to Luke Goody. Man, he
hails from the same state as Larry Bird, who apparently could talk it with the best of them too. So
if I'm ever bored as hell, I YouTube Larry Bird trash talking, and you've got like some of the best players that ever played in the NBA will just have a funny story about, you know, just Larry Bird just trash talking them, you know, just telling them like, I'm going to come down the next play and I'm going to hit this shot from right here and there's nothing you're going to do about it. And he would go down and he would do it. And they're like, he did it.
Isn't that insane?
To be that good at something, that would be cool.
I'm serious though. On the note of shooting, Luke Goody's sharpshooter shirt.
I got to see this thing.
It's really, really cool.
I'm going to get one.
So, yeah, once again, illinois.nil.store, Luke Goody. It's the Goody Life shirt, and
okay.
It's I'll show Lante. He can
weigh
in after the break.
Pipes, you're a dad now.
Yep.
So you've got to get used to the idea that nobody really cares about dad come holidays.
Mm.
Like, you're kind of thrown a bone on occasion. Like, hey, dad, here's an Arizona Cardinal hat.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, thank you. And then the next 58 gifts are for everybody else in the room. And then it's like, we got you this pullover. It's like, that's all. And that's cool. Like, I fully embrace that, and I would rather it be about the boys, right? That's what we do as parents. But as a dad, sometimes we got to buy our own Christmas gift. So I think this sounds like the perfect Christmas gift for me.
I agree with you.
And I'll put it on Christmas morning, and the boys will be like, Where'd you get that?
You gonna wrap it up for yourself?
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm gonna do.
This is from Santa. Sweet.
Are you a terrible rapper?
Yes.
Does Haley do just brutal? Dude.
Brutal.
Like, I will have way too much on one end where you have to fold it. Like, most people that do a good gift, I know I gotta take a break here because we want to hear from Coach B and all this. Most people will have it perfect to where they fold it once and then fold it. Boom, tape, done. Perfect. I have got like 6 feet. And I'm like, so I take scissors and I cut across to where I now only have 2 feet. And then I'm folding it like 38 times. And instead of the fold being perfect with like the top of the box, it goes over the box like by like 12 inches. And I'm like, whatever. So the good news with me is I don't even have to put on there who it's from. Immediately, people know exactly who it's from. They're like, this is from Dad. I'm like, yeah.
There'll be times I don't cut enough, and then it rips. You try to pull it too tight. First and foremost, I look at it. Like, I set the wrapping paper out. I look at it like it's the first time I've ever encountered this.
Ever.
And I, like, either ask Haley, like, how do you do this? Or maybe without the embarrassment, I look up on my phone how to wrap.
She's like, really, Derek?
Yeah, it's bad.
That is funny you say that, because there have been times where I didn't have enough wrap, and there's like, you can obviously see the gift. So I will have to, unless it's a box, from like Bergner's or whatever back in the day. And then I just, you know, and by the way, I think I still have Bergner's.
Those are boxes. Still circulating every holiday. If someone gets a new Bergner's. Hey, you
know. I'm like, is Bergner's? I wasn't that close.
I returned the gift, but the Bergner's box that I'm going to give to somebody else this holiday.
It's like, I am keeping that box. But then I will like literally cut from another wrap thing just a piece to tape over the top. And I'm like, I don't even care.
Nope.
I don't care. Wrapping is a hard thing. I would say the majority of men do not wrap well. I'd love to hear it on the text line. Just yes or no, are you a good rapper?
Watch, Kyle's going to weigh in.
No,
right
my
here.
Dad's horrendous at it. I don't have a whole lot of experience doing it.
Okay.
But, okay. I thought he was going to show up and be like, I'm just really good at it.
Yeah, no. I do it left-handed. Like, I do it with my eyes closed. Mm-hmm. And but your mom is probably
my
perfect.
Mom is great.
See?
No, crazy.
Is that something that you're born with?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you've wrapped as many gifts as Haley in your life. And she's probably...
If she's listening right now, she's about to say
oh,
no.
Oh, well, she's 7,000 times better than
she you. Is. I let her... I kind of used it as the crutch now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm terrible at it. Oh. Can you please wrap this?
We're the best at that.
Yeah.
Guys are the best at that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you wanted the dishes there. When have the dishes ever been in this count? I thought that's where... Just, I'll do it. And then you slyly, with the best grin of your life, uh-huh. walk into the other room and turn, you know, you just flip on the NFL.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that one worked.
Keep the volume down, though. Act like you're doing something else.
just have a screw, like a... like every once in a while, you're like, what is he doing now? We know what we're doing.
Fix the newel post.
Watch that tonight.
It's on TV recently.
Oh, that's the best.
Kyle said, take two breaks this hour, he said.
Oh, God, and we're sitting here talking about wrapping gifts.
All right.
Poor Kyle.
We'll be back to weigh in. On
Lon
some
will be
your...
running the board tomorrow, and we'll see how much of a train wreck it is.
It'll be 2 hours of commercial free. That's why I'm praising the sponsors
there
today.
You go. Get their money's worth today. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. We'll get to some of your texts from last hour on the Notice and Sear Harris. Anything else you want us to hit on, hit us up. We do have Brett Bielema, Caden Fagan audio. I don't know if we'll get to both, but I do think we're going to play some Brett Bielema before we get out of here.
Sorry, Kyle.
This is The Drive.
Have you ever wondered why you pay your bank to have a checking account with them? We do too. At Fisher National Bank, we offer free checking accounts that reward you to bank with us. Our Rewards Cash Back Checking offers 2.02% cash back on debit card purchases up to $500 monthly. No service fees or balance requirements needed to earn rewards. For a free checking account that pays you back, simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit within a monthly cycle. It's so simple. We bet you're doing most of these things already. With Rewards Cash Back Checking, you have access to Reward Saver, which earns 4.07 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. Reward yourself with free Rewards Cash Back Checking and Reward Saver, a few of the many ways Fisher National Bank invests in our customers. See monthly requirements at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
These days, you don't mind staying up a little late or waiting in line. These days, button downs turn into t-shirts and dinner consists of popcorn and a pretzel. These days are about singing and yelling and jumping. These days are game days. Game day spirit, where Fighting Illini fans shop.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Sierra Pool, phlebotomy lab lead at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I love working at Carl because of the togetherness among the phlebotomy team and the opportunity to advance within the department.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Sierra in a supportive environment with opportunities for growth, visit carl.org/careers.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
I'm Justin Eink, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eink, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
This is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we are here to help you get noticed. When we wrap your business vehicle, you are now driving a rolling billboard. Get noticed with what we can do for you. We will create the custom design you have always wanted at Aftershock Decals and Design. We are creative and easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
I'm Justin Eink, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eink, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's
Back on the drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. We talked a lot of college hoops today, but we got to give the Gridiron some love. Illinois football with a big win, 27-26 there in Minneapolis. Man. Still kind of crazy to sit back there and look up at the sky and be like, John Paddock, huh? John Paddock, Caden Fagan, Luke Altmyer. Luke Goody makes a good point. Luke Altmyer played pretty darn well in that game, especially early.
Three touchdowns.
I like the... production right off the bat, the flow of the offense.
Yes.
And Johnny Newton to come in and just do what he does. And to see some of, you know, we had it last year where you get some national people start to pick up the buzz on Devin Witherspoon. It's like, that's the first time that had happened for Illinois football in a while.
In a long time.
To see it again with Johnny Newton is really, really cool. But I think that on the note of a freshman who's got a decent career ahead of him in terms of like having some notoriety and some excitement.
I think he could have a big career.
Caden Fagan's doing some things, man.
Big time. He has stepped in as a freshman. Consider this. You've got a running back room that came into the season and you're wondering if Caden Fagan's going to get much at all. Is he going to get many carries at all? Because you've got Josh McCray, you've got Reggie Love, you've got some studs in front of him. The next thing you know, injuries just pop up and just obliterate, starting with Anderson before the season, then McCray, then Love, and now you're down to two freshmen. And I'm sure for any coach out there, that is a nightmare. Like, that's losing sleep, essentially, going, so my starting running backs are freshmen. So not only do you have to trust them, you have to hope that they stay healthy. They're freshmen going against men. But Caden Fagan, guess what, is a man.
Big time.
6'4", 250. And for him to come in and think of ball control. I mean, and the idea that, like Jay Lehman said the other day, everything's a positive. I mean, rarely does he get stopped where it's going backwards. He's constantly getting something. And for him to just come in and stabilize, I mean, a freshman has come in and essentially stabilized this offense. And now you got him for the next 3 years, maybe, unless he goes early. I mean, doesn't he remind you? I mean, listen, we were saying the same thing about Josh McCray after his freshman year, where he ran for 600 yards or whatever it was. Caden Fagan reminds me of a big Wisconsin running back that tore through the Big Ten their junior and senior year.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what he reminds me of. He's not tearing through the Big Ten right now, but he's making his mark. And it's impressive to see. And on top of that, he's a local kid. And it's just a cool story all around.
It is. And Caden Fagan spoke to the media earlier this week. Wanted to get you some of that. A guy that's, like Lon said, making his mark and getting some headlines. There was some publication, I can't remember who it was, that named him Big Ten Freshman of the Week.
That's awesome. I think 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
Might be 2 weeks in a row.
Kyle?
I know this week for sure. It might have been two.
Oh, so all of a sudden Kyle doesn't know something.
Hey. Then we're in trouble. If Kyle doesn't know.
I was going to say, then that
well,
might
they
be.
Well, they had the bye week last week, so I can't.
Oh, of course
now
he
knows.
Comes in
I can't
with
remember the, if it was against Wisconsin
yep,
or not.
Kyle always waits till you're walking away, yeah. And then it's the, poof, what is that in my back? Oh, it's just Kyle stabbing you.
He's sharp, man.
He really is?
He's sharp.
He really is.
Hasn't had cases of Bush Light to.
Correct.
To numb that down.
There's no
the
cells
years.
That are
yeah.
depleted up there. He's working on
not
a
that
full...
Lon and I have dabbled in any of that and have any wear and tear on
it's
that.
It's a
front.
Wonder I can talk, Derek. Let's be honest. It's a wonder I can even sit here and visit.
Well, Caden Fagan can talk, and he can also run the football. He talked about running the football this week. Here's
can you
Caden
walk
Fagan.
Us through the big touchdown reception, what you saw, and how you're able to find the end zone there?
I mean, just getting out. We got a little motion out of the backfield. And then I saw, like, two great blocks from Pat and Tip. And I pressed Tip's block a little bit, and all I saw was open field. So,
what was that feeling like when you got there? I mean, that's a huge play in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. Kind of felt like high school again, getting the open field, getting to show my speed a little bit.
If people maybe don't give you enough credit, I would say, for your yeah. speed, what do you feel like you showed just speed-wise that? And then obviously we talked about the Wisconsin.
Yeah, run. I mean, I felt like people were kind of like down my speed a little bit, saying I didn't have like much burst. So, I mean, my brothers and my teammates, they're all saying, like, you got to show it. So, I mean, try to.
Like you had, like,
what do you think of the last drive? Just tell me what's in your head when you guys get the ball and John's in there. Tell me what's going on.
I mean, I've practiced with John a lot. Just
sure.
I mean, seeing him come out there with all that confidence too, it really like put confidence in the whole offense. So, I mean, it felt really good, and I was in disbelief when I saw Isaiah go over the middle and make that catch.
You're on the field for that play, obviously.
Yeah.
So, are you blocking that play, or what were you doing that play?
Well, I was in protection. I hit a little swing route, and then I just saw Isaiah wide open, and it was a beautiful ball by John. So,
what was your reaction after? What'd you do? Run to them, or what'd you do?
Oh, yeah, I ran. I jumped up, and then I just started running to him.
And did you have total confidence that John would pull that off?
Yeah, I mean, just the way he came in and just, like, he just owned the offense. Really. Like, he just came in and, like, didn't skip a beat. He just went out there, and he was leading good.
He's one of those things that afterward you're like, did that really just happen?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I couldn't believe it in the moment either. I'm like, did that really just happen? And then also hearing, like, the crowd, you're away, so
right. There's
really no reaction.
Yeah.
So you're like, did that really just happen?
You showed him up, right? I mean, he went from yelling to nothing.
Yeah.
Caden, you're still relatively new to the running back position. How valuable is this game experience that you're getting, and what have you learned about yourself over the course of these 3 or 4 games?
Man, it's really good. Like, just, like I've said a million times, just going off the veterans like Reggie and Josh, Aiden and Jordan, just learning from them. And then it's getting better, like making my reads and stuff too.
Watching the film from those games, is it valuable?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then just Coach Ward just coaching me up every day helps a lot.
I mean, what do you feel like is made different for you at this point of the season than maybe even like 3 or 4 weeks ago?
I mean, I'm getting more confident with the offense. Just everybody, like, helping me with the plays and stuff, and then just seeing the field more a little bit.
We've talked about your relationship with Coach Ward before, but do you remember kind of the first interaction, the first moment you had with him that realized, like, okay, this is a guy who's going to help me get to where I want to go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, spring ball, I came in, like, first week, and he was coaching me, like, he was coaching the older guys, so I knew, like, I think he's going to be a great coach for me.
What's the biggest thing he's helped you with this year?
I mean, really just everything. Like, really, like, teaching me the running back position more, and then just seeing blocks and being more physical and, yeah, seeing the field more.
What's it say about, like, guys like Matt Boback and Ben Clausen, who were playing defensive back as recently as, like, last week or however it was, to come in and just at least be ready should that moment come?
I mean, yeah, but that really shows how good of a coach Coach Ward is, because, I mean, they picked it up like that in a week, so, yeah.
Okay, now you get a home game after being a Big Ten freshman of the week. And you're going to have a lot of family and friends in the stands. What's been the reaction from your family?
I mean, they've all been super proud of my hometown, too. So I'm just glad to, you know, represent from my hometown.
Is this still all just a little surreal, being thrust into this role? Like, you've gotten probably used to it now for a few weeks, but you think about this time last year, like, could you have even imagined yourself in this spot?
I mean, I dreamed about it, obviously, but I mean, it's surreal. But I mean, just, I've told, like, all, like, the freshmen, like, this is just crazy. Just, we were in high school last year, and now we're playing on the big stage, so.
I guess what's the next step for you, maybe just to kind of keep this thing going, just, you know, keep progressing?
I mean, really just keeping my head on straight and just, like, keep my head down, not really getting focused on the outside noise, just one week at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time.
Does that get tough? Because, I mean, you've got, like, 2 of the last 4 Big Ten freshmen of the week honors. Like, people are noticing what you're doing. People are talking about you more.
I mean, it's really not tough, like, because it's just being in this building, like, you don't really focus on stuff like that. And I just try to get better every day. I mean, I still feel like I haven't put together, a game all the way through. So just keep getting ready.
There's, like, an analytic out there that on that pass you hit, like, 20 miles an hour. Is that about what you thought you had, or was that a bigger number maybe?
I think I got more than that. Hopefully, yeah.
Reggie possibly coming back. How do you think you two complement each other?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, today at practice, we practiced really well together. And, you know, I've been practicing with Reggie for 8 months now, something like that. So him being out there and just seeing what, like, we'll just complement off each other really well.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel.